Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Fabricating Jesus, How Modern Scholars Distort the Gospels, by Craig A. Evans, narrated by Shay Taylor. Fact. The Gospel of Thomas, in comparison with the New Testament Gospels, is late, not early, secondary, not authentic. Contrary to what a few scholars maintain, the Gospel of Thomas originated in Syria, and probably no earlier than the end of the second century. The Gospel of Peter, which describes a talking cross, is late and incredible. In fact, the fragmentary document that we have may not be the Gospel of Peter at all. The document that we have may date to the 4th or 5th century. The secret version of the Gospel of Mark, allegedly found in the Mar Saba Monastery, is a modern hoax. Analysis of the handwriting betrays the telltale signs of forgery. The distinctive conclusions of the Jesus Seminar are rejected by most scholars in North America and Europe. There is absolutely no credible evidence that Jesus had a wife or a child. The evidence is compelling that the New Testament Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are our best sources for understanding the historical Jesus. The New Testament Gospels are based on eyewitness testimony and truthfully and accurately relate the teaching, life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Jesus was not a cynic. In all probability, he never encountered a cynic. No killer monks, albino or otherwise, number among the membership of Opus Dei. All descriptions of documents, literature, and archaeology in this book are accurate. Preface. In high school, I assumed that I would be a lawyer. So I went to a very fine liberal arts college in Southern California, where I majored in history and minored in philosophy, in preparation for law school. But in my senior year in college, I had become a committed Christian, which led me to seminary instead of law school, from law to grace, as one minister remarked. I went to seminary for the purpose of training in Christian ministry. I was fascinated with Jesus of Nazareth and wanted to learn more about him and his teaching. I looked forward to a lifetime in pastoral ministry, but in seminary I discovered the academic side to theology and biblical studies. I loved it. Greek and Hebrew came easily, exegesis was fun, historical and background studies were stimulating. While other students were attempting to avoid these subjects, I engaged them enthusiastically. In my second year, I took an advanced course in Greek, in which we read the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, in one semester. That did it. I was hooked on the life, teaching, and world of Jesus. I was fascinated with the Gospels themselves and the questions scholars grappled with. What are the sources of the Gospels? How do they relate to one another? How much of the Gospels is history, and how much is interpretation? I enjoyed it so much I decided to pursue a PhD. I had the good fortune of entering Claremont Graduate University at a time when its biblical studies faculty was at its greatest. CGU, along with the nearby Claremont School of Theology, boasted a powerhouse faculty in New Testament and related fields of study. In this faculty were Hans Dieter Betts, William Brownlee, Burton Mack, James Robinson, James Sanders, and John Trevor. Professor Betts chaired the Hellenism and the New Testament seminar, which was favored with visits from Ronald Hawke and Edward O'Neill, both on the faculty of the University of Southern California. During this time, the seminar was finishing its work on Plutarch and just launching its work on the Greek magical papyri. Betts impressed me greatly with his high standards and attention to detail. His commentaries on Galatians and the Sermon on the Mount in the Hermeneia commentary series are impressive and well-respected. Professor Robinson chaired the Nag Hammadi seminar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?